Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As the sun sets, temperatures across Israel remain pleasant. It's a clear night in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv with a gentle breeze, perfect for a relaxing evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, Israel Hayom notes the IDF continues operations in Gaza, targeting Hamas commanders and tunnels over the past 8 months. Also, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour, Houthis and Iraqi militias coordinated attacks on Saudi Arabia from Iraq, pointing to deeper ties with Iran. Also this hour, Ynet reports an Iranian strike hit a Chinese company in Kuwait earlier today, killing a worker. This follows Jordan intercepting Iranian missiles. Separately, I-24 News shares an Israeli official statement, no withdrawal from the yellow line without Hamas disarmament. And finally, the Times of Israel reports that despite heavy strikes, Pakistan insists U.S.-Iran talks are ongoing. Egypt confirms a drone hit but hasn't assigned blame. Here's what people are saying online. David Keyes, an Israeli commentator, posting just minutes ago, urges Israel to invade parts of Gaza if Hamas rules there, emphasizing total victory over the group. Joe Truzman, an analyst, wrote recently that the IDF killed two Hamas commanders involved in attacks on Israel and planning further assaults. Al Arabiya English, posting just now, quotes a former major general who suggests neither side desires an all-out war, despite recent regional strikes. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's ongoing operations in Gaza, Israel Hayom reports that for 8 months, the IDF has systematically targeted Hamas leaders and infrastructure. The aim is to weaken Hamas's military capabilities significantly. This campaign underscores Israel's commitment to regional security, but it also raises concerns about civilian safety and humanitarian conditions in Gaza. Turning to the coordinated attacks on Saudi Arabia, the Jerusalem Post indicates a collaboration between Houthis and Iraqi militias, possibly under Iranian guidance. This highlights the complex web of alliances in the region and could escalate tensions between Saudi Arabia and Iran. The international community watches closely as these dynamics unfold. Meanwhile, the Iranian strike in Kuwait comes hours after Jordan's defense intercepted missiles. Ynet details how this attack damaged infrastructure and led to a casualty. With the U.S. striking back at Iranian targets, the potential for broader conflict looms, affecting regional stability and international relations. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News reveals that Israel's stance on Gaza remains firm. The official statement emphasizes that disarming Hamas is a prerequisite for any withdrawal. This development reflects ongoing diplomatic challenges and underscores the need for a long-term strategy to ensure peace. And finally, despite heavy strikes, Pakistan mediates ongoing U.S.-Iran talks. The Times of Israel mentions Egyptian drone strikes, with Iranian sources hinting at Tehran's involvement. The insistence on dialogue amidst conflict highlights the delicate balance of diplomacy and military action in resolving regional disputes. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israeli chip company Excite Labs has raised $300 million, reaching a $2.8 billion valuation. This marks a significant boost in the semiconductor industry, driven by growing demand from global operators. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that the electric company is readying for a heat wave, reinforcing teams to meet peak electricity demand. The preparations underscore the importance of infrastructure resilience amid climate challenges. And finally, Ynet Business highlights Meta's financial strain as its AI investments deepen. With a 91% drop in free cash flow, the tech giant's heavy spending on AI impacts its financial health significantly, a scenario that tech investors closely watch. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.